Yes.
Tell me about school. How do you feel about your matric farewell coming up?
Well, actually, at first, I never thought we were going to have a banquet because the teachers never said anything about it. But when they told us, like, I was excited, but then it got back to me, and I was like, okay, I need a dress, I need this, I need that. Where's the money going to come out and stuff, you know, so.
Oh, when I heard I passed to matric, yo, I was like, okay, it's matric now, okay, no time to play. Then I realized, by the time August went over with our prelims, I realized, I said, I'm going to struggle. At least if I can have a ticket, but the problem is if I have a ticket, where am I going to get a dress, shoes, makeup, hair, car, everything? I was like, okay, no, let me just put it aside. Let me just not worry about those things because it's going to be the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. It's a one-day thing where I can just go and I'll hear and I'll see the pictures on Facebook and the memories of my friends. But the thing that's going to upset me the most is to say that I love it, the same block with a friend who's also doing matric now, like in the same school. And how matric dance is going to happen. And then I thought to myself, how am I going to feel? Should I now lock myself in the house and sleep the whole day?
At first, I was excited that, ooh, I'm going to a matric dance. But then I came to realize that, wait, I can't afford a dress, makeup or anything. So what's the point of getting excited while I know that I'm not going to go there? So I could, let me just leave it.
These are listening to what I'm hearing here is like mixed emotions. There's a matric farewell coming up. It should be the grand evening and you should be looking fantastic and you should be, you know, wearing the right clothes and all the makeup because you want to feel like a princess or a queen that night. Am I right?
Yeah, you definitely want to feel like a queen. It's all about that night. You've been doing school 12 years, some of you a little bit more because of setbacks. But before I tell you what I can at this point, I just want to find out from one or two of you, what's your ideal dress? Like, do you have an idea in your mind, like right now? If you can tell me and I can wave a wand, what does it look like? What color is it? What's the shape? Everything. Tell me very quickly.
Like, my dress should be beige with thin strips and the pocket should be open with one slit. I wanted it to be beige with maroon blending in it. There under, my heel should be maroon with a gold clutch.
She definitely knows what she wants. I'm going to jump on this side as well. Do you have an idea? If I had my wand here right now, what am I unzipping from the bag?
I'm not more in like dresses. I'm more of a tomboy type of girl.
Okay,
I love suits. I was planning on wearing a suit with some dreadlocks styled on the side. Yeah, the suit should be like blue with white straps and those vintage shoes. That would be great.
So, you know, just listening to a couple of what you guys envision for yourself. I know that some of you have been thinking about this for years and years on end. How would you feel if I said to you, you know, it's okay. We have our wand here with us today. And whatever dress, however you envision it, the shape, the size, the color, you can have it. It's going to be yours. How does that make you feel? Every single thing for every single one of you. Okay? How does that make you feel?
No, I'm like, I'm even crying.
Come, your hands are covered. What?
You. God should just bless you guys. That's all I can say. Check Reddit
FM cares. So we had these faces in front of us, these nine girls, and we listened to their stories and we listened to how not one of them was excited about their matric farewells. And then Liesl broke the news and said, listen, one less thing for you to worry about in your life. We'll sort you out. But how?
I'm going to introduce you here to Mersha. Mersha, please tell us what you're going to be doing for the ladies.
I'm from House of Superior Clothing, Mersha, and I'm in Linwood Road, Pretoria. So I'm going to dress each and every one of you girls. So I will individually talk to each and every one of you, and I will discuss what you want. And we stock a lot of dresses, but we also manufacture. So we will, like, she wants beige. I know there's a dress for you. I can see you in a dress. And
we had a suit.
Yeah, you can even look at a cat suit. We also got somebody manufacturing suits on the premises. So yeah, we can do anything for you.
So Mersha is one of the best stylists in the country when it comes to dressing girls for matric farewells. So she's going to dress you. You're going to get the beautiful dress or gown, suit, however you like it. But there's an extra little surprise.
Yeah, we also will accessorize your dress. So your shoes, to see that it's matching from the jewelry until the shoes. So it makes a complete picture. for each and every one of you.
Now, Moshe, you know, it's a one night kind of thing. And I firstly want to say thank you. I know they are losing their minds right now. That is something that you can do for them for one night. But what are we talking after? Do they get to keep the dress? Do we have to? What are we doing after the whole matric dance is done?
What I suggest is that sometimes, you know, you can't gonna wear your dress again. So it's going to be in the cupboard. So what I will suggest is afterwards, if you're going to go for an interview, House of Superior Clothing will do your first maybe interview suit or the little black dress you're going to wear to another function, because we stock for special occasions as well. So anything you want for future, you can have that for yourself. So I will do that specifically for each and every one of you.
That's amazing. So they will make sure that when you go for your first interview, job interview, or whatever, you're going to look absolute best. That one you can keep. Is makeup important, or can you sort that yourself?
The silence.
Now, this is like one of the top stylists in South Africa.
Hello, ladies. So our company specializes obviously in hair, and we have done hair for TV shows, for big productions, so you are in good hands. You've got the dress, and now we've got to do the rest. So we're going to start with your hair. All right, so we're going to talk to you, and we're going to see what your needs are. Do you want to go natural? Shall we throw in some extensions? I want to give Beyonce a go when I'm done with you guys. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
But now we got the hair, we got everything, so what about the most important thing is the makeup? So we also going to be doing your makeup. So my friends at Graftopian Makeup, it is an American brand. They are partnering with us. Each of you are going to have your own hair and makeup stylist that is just going to be working on you. But now we've done your hair, we've done your makeup, the event is starting. So how are we going to maintain that throughout the evening? Graftopian Makeup is also leaving you with a touch-up makeup kit for the evening so that you can maintain that perfect look. So now we got the hair, we got the makeup, we got the touch-up kit. How are we going to remember this look on the day? I'm bringing along one of my fashion photographers so that we can shoot you on the day, and that you can literally savor those memories for the rest of your life, because how you girls deserve everything. You've worked so hard, and it's our biggest pleasure to just spoil you rotten on the day.
Follicle hair, Walter Mercer from House of Superior Clothing. I mean, if it doesn't say everything in the name, thank you so much. From Good Morning Angels, we appreciate it. You're going to look fantastic. They're such good hands. I tell you what, Walter and Mercer, Follicle Hair, House of Superior Clothing. They're going to look stunning. They're going to remember it. How excited were they about the photographer, by the way? But wait, there's more coming up. Good Morning Angels, exclusive to Breakfast Wednesday mornings on Jacaranda FM. Stay tuned.
It's time to get up.
Nothing better than driving in the car and just feeling that love all through the airwaves.
Start your day with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.
Good morning, angels. It's all about these girls from Nizel Laurie's old high school in Eldorado Park, Silver Oaks High, and listening to their stories and how they felt about the matric farewell. As the one said, she just wants to lock herself inside until it's over, simply because they don't have the means. They have enough challenges, I think, from day to day, just getting to school, getting through a day. So getting a pretty dress and nice hair and all the fancy stuff is, I think, it's just met with hopelessness. However, we got the angels together. Good morning, angels, offering them a matric farewell, a fairy tale matric farewell. They got the dresses, they got the hair, they got the makeup and the photographer, thanks to Follicle Hair, thanks to House of Superior Clothing. But they need more, right?
Martin en span, ek wil net vir julle sê, nou, die Here gaan vir julle nog so seën. En die dinge wat julle doen is net amazing. Baie dankie wat julle vir almal doen. Baie dankie.
Once again, you guys are just making such a big difference, and I'm in tears again, like every Wednesday. Myself, I never had a matric farewell. My schooling was also a bit of a disaster, and my childhood was a bit demigod, if I can say it like that. So just hearing what you guys are doing for these young girls, I wish you guys were here a long time ago to give a lot of us hope, but it makes my heart so happy to know that you guys are helping other girls like this.
I think a lot of people can place themselves in their shoes this morning, these girls from Silver Oaks High in El Dorado, and so many people are happy for them. But now you need more than dresses and hair. It's all very important. But wait, there's more.
The last thing is, I'm going to come pick you up in my old Honda. What kind of car do you want to arrive in? Tell me quickly. What is the hot car right now? Tell me.
My car is Audi A3, the sports one.
Okay, well, that's very doable. Okay. What Audi? What else? What kind of the cars?
I'm more of a vintage type of girl, so anything vintage is good. Oh, yeah.
I'd love a Ford Mustang, but it's too expensive, so any car would be fine.
So I'm hearing Audis, I'm hearing Fords. I'm going to make sure with connections in the motor industry that you are going to arrive in style. So you're going to be arriving beautiful cars. I promise you that. Okay, so there we go. Hair and makeup, dress, arrive in style. You get to keep the dress. You get to keep makeup kit and everything. We are going to make sure. And of course, the thing that you were most excited about that surprises the heck out of me is the photographer. Because if it ain't looking good on Instagram, it didn't exist. So we are going to make sure that you have a fabulous night, that you're going to arrive and look and be photographed like a Miss South Africa.
So yeah, one other thing that my mom really wanted to be here for, on the night, my mom will be going to the matric dance. You know, she's not married, and she was wondering who she will take with to her matric dance. And I thought, oh man, maybe, just maybe, I should join her. So I will be with you at the matric dance. I was a bit worried about that, because what if they were like, oh, okay, cool. So she's coming with whatever. So I'll join you guys. I will also be dressed, and I will be joining you on the day as well. We're going to all get our hair and makeup done together. We're going to have girl chats. We're going to chase the cameras and the crew away, and we're going to talk about everything, have our hair, our makeup, and everything done. And when we walk out of that room, everybody better know it's on!
I'm so excited, because I never thought I'll get like chance like this to be spoiled so much. It's touching me, you know, like it's really nice to get this, knowing that some children do not have a chance to get this. So I'm glad, and I hope God bless you guys. Yeah, I'm super excited. I can't wait. Like, if I go home, the first thing I'm going to tell my mother is to say that everything went well. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm the first time going to matric dance in my family.
Yo, words cannot describe how I'm feeling right now. Because, like, who can come to you and, like, give you all of this without even asking for it or anything? Like, oh, may God bless you. I'm so grateful.
I just want to say thank you guys so much. I don't think we were going to get this opportunity anywhere else, and we highly appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Just, you know, in closing, you're calling this a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for now, but listening to you all, it's not the last time you're going to look like stars. Next time, you're going to do it for yourself.
I think the thing we do ask in return, because she said we're not asking anything, is that you look after yourself, as Martin said. You believe in yourself and you trust that you can do everything, that you can work hard as well. We ask of you that you believe in yourself and you work hard. That's all we want for you. And then the lipstick, the hair, the makeup, the dresses, the shoes, that's all coming from us. But trust and believe in you.
Julle maak het nie baie maklik so op 'n woensdagoggend nie. Ek is op pad werk toe en ek het nie my make-up oor na hierdie sessie van Good Morning Angels nie.
Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.